Hi, so this Ramble Fap was inspired by Dan Atsiko's audio where he takes apart a vibrator, and I thought, you know what? Why don't I try something similar, but with a Nintendo Switch Joy-Con controller, and I'm gonna replace its joysticks because they have this problem of drifting in game, which is very annoying. So the only way I thought of me being able to have the vibrator between my legs is if I tied my thighs together with the vibrator between my legs at the same time. So I got a belt. Okay. Tighten her up. Then start the vibrator. And tighten up the belt again. Okay, let's do a pattern. That might be more interesting. I hope you can hear that. I don't know if you can, but we're already this far. Oh wow, that's in there. I have no pants on, so this belt will probably make some marks on my thighs. So, okay. You're welcome, everyone. Right, just tighten her up. Now that I think about it, it's like self-bondage, I suppose. All right, so okay, we are all set. So with Nintendo Switch Joy-Con, I'm gonna start with the left one because that's where how you usually move the character. All right, so turn her around. You'll see four screws. They're all tri-wing. So, these are the only tri-wing screws of this controller. So, you only have to use it for these four. So, okay, I hope you can hear me taking apart taking these screws off. So, yeah, right. Okay, they're all the same size. This last one's kind of hard. You want to make sure not to strip these screws because you'll have to replace them and it's annoying, but we're not going to do that because we're fucking pros. All right, you got that open. Well, you have the screws off. Then you want to pry it open either with a plastic prying tool, credit card, your nails. I'm going to use my nails. Okay. And you don't want to open it all the way, like just open it like a little book. So it's a little hard with my nails now to think about it, but I'm too lazy to get my prying tool, so here we are. Okay, I got her open. Then you gently open her up because she is connected by two ribbon cables. You don't need to do anything with those, so just make sure not to scratch them or anything. Just leave it hanging out, just so it's open like a book. And then you'll see a battery inside. And this battery, you can unplug the battery, but I'm not going to do that because we don't have that much time. So, okay, so just pry the battery off from the left side. If you're looking at it straight on the left, there's a little notch you can stick a finger or plastic prying tool. No metal tools, that's dangerous. And just take her off. And she'll be have a little adhesive behind the battery. It's not too hard, so there you go. I'm just gonna let her hang off. Then inside you'll see because under that battery, there's four screws, technically five, but well, I'll discuss that. So okay. So you're gonna take out two of the screws, and then the one by the rumble pack. There's a rumble pack on the bottom of each controller, and there's a that the screw by the rumble pack is the one you take out. And these are Phillips head screws, so that's 1.5 millimeters. So you're gonna take out, if you're you only need to take out two of the four screws that are behind the battery. So the ones you take out are the top left. And the bottom right. And During this whole time, you want to make sure to keep your screws in order, so you remember where they go. Alright, got that. And then take out the screw by the rumble pack. Alright, and then we got that out. Alright, they're all the same size, so you don't have to worry about mixing them up. Alright, so gently remove the plastic part under the battery that also has the spring-loaded trigger button. So yeah, and be careful with that too, because there's also a ribbon cable there. You could remove that ribbon cable using tweezers, which I have, but I'm not going to do that because I can't really concentrate. So you're basically there. All you need to do is, okay, you know what? I'm going to take out the ribbon cable connecting that the battery plastic piece to this motherboard. So you just lift up the tab from that, and remember the orientation of how the ribbon cable goes. Okay. I have a angled tweezer. Then just remove that. All right. You'll know how it's the ribbon cable connecting that piece was it's like bent or kinked in a way that it only goes in that way, so you don't have to worry. All right, and then there's ribbon cables that are okay. All right, so there's a ribbon cable connecting the joystick to the motherboard, and then there's ribbon cable covering a screw that connects the joystick to the motherboard. Yeah. So you're gonna wanna take out the one covering the screw first. Yeah, okay. Just be gentle. Don't scratch the ribbon cable. Yeah, just be very gentle. Remover. Okay, you got that one out, and then we'll get the one ribbon cable for the joystick. Lift that up, then gently remove her. Okay, all right, you're there. And now you need to get your Phillips head again, and then remove the. You remove the screws connecting the joystick to the Joy-Con. So, just there's two. You can't miss them. Very easy to remove. Alright. It's one, and then two. Okay. Alright. We got her. And then you can just remove that joystick. And then be careful, because there's a rubber thing underneath the joystick also. It keeps the dirt out of the joystick, but it does a terrible job because that's why we're here. And then after you removed it, make sure that black piece is still connected to the Joy-Con. Because that's important. And then you can remove it. So I have an extra pair. And then I'm going to put it back now. Put another one back. And then just do the whole thing I just said, but backwards. Yeah. All right. Here we are. And I'm going to speed run this because this is a lot to work with. Yeah. So I'm going to... Alright. Oh no. I just knocked off the trigger button. Oh god. Okay. Let's just screw in the joystick first. Okay. Yeah. Just screw it in. Okay. And then connect the ribbon cable. Okay. And focus. Okay. Alright. Oh no. Oh dear. I'm shaking right now. Oh my God. I'm shaking. Oh no. Right, let me get the ribbon cables in so I remember them. Okay. All right, come on. You be careful with the ribbon cables. You gotta be careful with them. I don't think I can do two, but it's basically the same thing, so I'm just gonna change the one for now. Okay, I'm just gonna stick it in there again. Okay. Oh my God, I can't concentrate. No, I can. I can do this. I can do this. Yeah. Just get her in there. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. That's one ribbon cable, and then another. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. All right. Okay. Oh yeah. It's really getting me already. Okay. Oh, I hope this works. Oh yeah, it still works. Okay, I'm gonna get the trigger pad back. It's not a bad thing. Just wanna make sure I get it the plastic back in. Okay, it's spring loaded. I should have told you about that. But it's easy to put back. As long as you get the spring back. You don't wanna lose a spring. Last time I did this, the spring flew across the room and I was miserable the whole night. But I found her and she's back, but I should have remembered not to do this again. Okay. It's the same thing. I don't have to do the right one. It's the same thing. I mean, there's a rumble pack. There's a motion gyro sensor, but I don't know if I have the frame of mind to do that right now. Okay. And then get the plastic piece of the. Oh shit. Oh my God. We're okay. We're okay. Just being a little hard to concentrate. Okay. You get the battery plastic holder ribbon cable to be that back there. Yeah. Just. You gotta. Yeah. Okay. Come on. Come on, baby. Just get in there. Okay. We're not. Okay. I need to fix the ribbon cable. Yeah, just lift her up, and then, laser focus, just use my focus, and stuff, oh my God, she's not going in, okay, all right, okay, oh my God, okay, so, I shouldn't have taken off this piece. I didn't have to take off this piece. I thought it'd be nice, but it's not nice because now I can't. Oh my God, the plastic piece came off again. It's okay. I can put her back. I can put her back, and it's gonna be okay. Okay, all right. Just make sure the contacts are in there. Oh my God, fuck. Okay, you just gotta get the contacts in there. That's all you need to do. Just make sure. They're both in. It's nice and straight. Yeah. And I need my other hand to push it in. Push in the ribbon cable to where I need it to be. Yeah, we're so close. We're so close. Yes. Yes, we're in there. We're in. Yes. Oh, yeah. There we go. Menu. Snap that, put the ribbon. Oh my God. Okay, I'll use my hand to like push down the tab. Okay, perfect. All right, we're back. Okay, and then get the trigger button back on. Yeah, just get the trigger button back on, yes. Okay. All right, so I got that on. Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. I shouldn't have tied my thighs together. Oh yeah, I feel some marks on me now. Oh no. This is gonna be difficult to explain. It's okay. It's sweats weather. No one's wearing anything crazy now. Unless you're feeling confident. Okay. All right. Okay. And then you get the screws back in. You get the screws of the battery pack with the bat behind the battery. Okay. You screw in top left and top. Bottom right screw. Yeah. Okay. I'm so glad this screwdriver is magnetic, so I can focus better. Okay, then the last screw is for the one holding the battery plastic to the motherboard. It's near the rumble pack. You screw that in. It's Phillips, all Phillips head. Everything in here is Phillips head. I'm pressing the buttons. They're all working, so I can put the battery pack bit back in. Okay, close her up. Okay. Oh. Okay, and then make sure you close it so that the ribbon cables aren't, you know, just hurt. They bend a certain way, so you just gotta keep it that way. Don't bend it a new way. Just bend it the same way. Okay. And then she's working still. She's working. I can do this blindfolded, but I don't know if I can do this again. With my thighs tied together. Oh, God. Oh, I'm shaking. I'm almost there. I gotta get the left... gotta get the Y screw, the tri-ring screws in. I just gotta screw them in. Okay. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Okay. Alright. Oh, okay. Okay. Alright. Two out of four is done. Oh, fuck. So close. So fucking close. And I'm not done yet. Oh, no! The screw! Oh, my God. Oh, I almost lost that. No, but I didn't. I'm smart. I can do it. I can do it. Yes, 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 yes! Yes, fucking done! Oh, shit. Now I can fucking go. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, man. There it is. Oh, God. I can't remove the belt. I can't remove the belt. I can't concentrate. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Okay. I changed the left one. I'm gonna try it out. I was gonna change the right one also, but I don't think my brain can take it. So we're gonna see if there's any drift. I forgot how to check. How do I check the controllers? Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna check. Okay, how do I check the controller? I forgot how to do that. Oh, calibrate control sticks. Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah. It's very, very responsive. Yeah. That's good. Alright. The right one's actually not drifting, but I want to change that at some point. So, yeah, I'm gonna change that one day. Not today, because... Wow. Okay. So, that's good. So, basically, yeah, I changed the left joystick of the controller. The right one is exactly the same thing, except you just need to worry about the antenna, and same exact process, same screws. I mean, you'll know which screws to take out because they're the same length. And yeah. Thanks again to Dan for inspiring me to do this, and, thank you again, and have a good one. Bye.